Good morning and welcome back to another episode of the Todd Talks, your morning dose of whatever I want to talk about, delivered as is without any edits. It's Friday. Happy Friday. I hope you have a good week. I hope you have a better weekend. I know it's been a minute. It's not that long. It's been a week and a few days since my last episode. I actually got inspiration Wednesday night for the topic and what I want to discuss today. But unfortunately, yesterday, a little bit hectic. Couldn't get that. I guess I wasn't in the right mindset to discuss. But now I am. So it's great. So what do I want to talk about today? Talk about another probably phrase that you probably heard about before. Teamwork makes the dream work. And I want to talk about that because I was inspired Wednesday night. So what happened Wednesday night? Well, mentioned before on this podcast that I'm part of another podcast team. Well, this podcast, this Hot Talks, is a team of one. The other podcast, The Parsnipship, is a core group of five. Then we have some people that come in and out, help us out, etc. And on Wednesday night, we had our season finale episode. And it was a great episode, wonderful play, wonderful reading. I'm not going to go into those aspects. If you're interested, again, always feel free to reach out. Be happy to talk about that. But why I cared about it is because it's clear that the team that we have works very well. And I'm honored to work with these people because we all bring very different strengths and different knowledge. You know, out of all the team members, I probably had the least amount of artistic and production theater knowledge. I can say that without a second doubt. That's not my background. My background is more on the tech side, computer science side. Then the last couple of years, more on the consulting ad side. So that's where I live, right? That's why I'm managing director, because that's what I know. But I compliment, like, we compliment each other because obviously we have different skills. Like, so there's an artistic team that has a lot of great strengths on the theater side, and they understand the theater scene, and they went to school a little bit and did a lot of that while in school. And then we have a little bit of production team too. Similarly, works in that industry, had experience in that industry in school, etc. So, you know, we have all the right pieces, the right dominoes to make a great team. In addition to that, right, we're very, very open, honest. You know, we have great communication means. Some of us have different styles of communication. So some of us are really good over email. Some of us are really good over text. Some are better over phone calls. And we do respect those different mediums. We try to set up and test different styles of communication to see what works best for everyone, give preferences, understand each other, and just make sure that everyone can bring their A game and their authentic game. I think it's very, very important. And I think that's a beautiful thing about this team is that everyone can be their authentic selves, which then just enables everyone to be that much better together. So the other reason why I thought about this is, like, you know, we do episodes 10 times a year on average once a month. But this particular month, we actually had two episodes week after week. So an episode this week and we had an episode last week. Both went very well. Again, be amazing playwrights, amazing casts, directors, musicians. So it was just really a nice moment. And yeah, it's really made me think about, like, how far we've come. Like, this team establishment for season three really started coming together, in last fall, where the team expanded, changed, and really became solidified, became more of a well-oiled machine, but I don't really call it a machine, but like a well-oiled team, like really that emphasized our community traits and that has then echoed onto the greater community as we are trying to continuously create this, you know, this experience, this radio play experience, really trying to bring back that style, but also try to give great value, not just to our listeners, but also to the playwrights and musicians, actors and actresses, everyone that comes together to make each episode and see and beyond, how that kind of develops as everyone goes from that moment, right? How, you know, maybe a year from now, someone got a grant or someone got some sort of an award. Like, how do we continue to show appreciation and show that we have each other's backs? So really excited to see, even though as season three closed, really excited to see how we develop over the summer. We should have a big end of season meeting to plan for season four and do some summer projects. So cool things happening there. Won't go too much into that at the moment. So that was one team. And then my other main team, which I value and love, is my work team. So I mentioned before, I work at Google, do digital ad consulting there. And I have to say, I have a wonderful team. Like, it's great. Focus, you know, regionally in America, globally as well, but specifically focusing on the New York team, you know, it's just like, it's a great environment, right? I think everyone can come in to work, again, going back to the authentic self, can bring in that value or just bring in their piece of like themselves. And I think what's cool is like, again, all of us are different. We all have our different strengths, different backgrounds. But at the end of the day, we communicate very well. Maybe that's the thing. It's like strong communication and strong authenticity. That happens no matter what. Even you have to sometimes bring like, not it's a tough love, but like, you know, sometimes you have to give feedback, right? And it's not like I've had to receive tough feedback sometimes, right? And you know, it's coming from a good place. And I appreciate that because it's not being hidden. It's not like secret or anything like that. It's honest, it's open, it's transparency, and it's coming from a good place with the action intending to be, let's do this together, right? There's like, and that's great. And like, and vice versa, like I'm someone who, you know, if I'm working on something and someone asks me a question, that person who's asked the question 95% of the time has my attention immediately. Sometimes I'd be like, can you just give me a minute or give me 2 minutes? It's always respected. Likewise, you know, that again, going back to that open, honest communication and that authenticity really does help us mold and become like the singular amazing team. So I've worked with this team for the last few years. That's been going. We've been crushing it, cruising, growing, loving, all that great things. Likewise, in the partnership, growing, loving, doing great things. So yeah, it's really wanted to focus on that because it's really been top of mind. I don't necessarily have like ideas on like how to build better teams. Maybe I think actually no, one thing I have been thinking about, and this is probably the third thing actually, is leveraging empathy. So about a week and a half ago, while listening to a Gary V podcast, he had on this amazing CEO called Michael Ventura, who has this company Zurosa, who they leverage this thing called applied empathy. And I listened to that podcast immediately. Got his Audible book. Again, going back, don't read, listen. Crushed it very quickly. And this is amazing. Like, how do we, as teams, like, empathize with one another with, like, good applicable solutions and applying it directly or also just, like, to other people, whether it be to a company or to a group or to an individual outside of the team? How do we apply those kinds of principles in a growing, strong, critical thinking, but also, you know, caring way? And I really liked it because I think it goes back to one of the frameworks I've mentioned in the past, the three C's. I want things that are communal, things that are caring, and things that are cooperative, right? Cooperative, cooperative and caring. I think that's just the style that I like. But also we have to be informative, inspirational, intersectional. And I love these three things. I don't know. I need to like do a dive deeper, like why I like things in threes, but it just so happens to be true. Anyway, really liked it. I'm actually now going through his podcast company's podcast rather, called Applied Empathy. So it's the same name as the book. They've been doing a monthly podcast for the last couple of years. I think in total there's about 20, 21 or so. I've already gone through four of them, which is great because it kind of reinforces these different archetypes. I'm not going to go too much into it. If you're interested, again, feel free to reach out. I'd be happy to explain a little bit, at least a little bit that I know. But it really just reinforces, because I think why that made me think so much about polyamory and why I was even interested in going towards that way is because, again, probably in early May, so again, I guess a month and a half ago, I listened to one of Gary Vee's books, The Thank You Economy. So it kind of was just like taking that in a different way, like Thank You Economy, again, going back to this culture of like caring, really out caring, and really just trying to establish a personal connection. I think those are really important. Maybe that's the core, is like establishing a personal connection. You know, so many people, there are not so many people, but there are some people who just, you know, in it for themselves, care about the most money, whatever, whatever. That's definitely not my style. That's not what I care about. If you do, that's great. You know, go at it. It's your hard work. You do you, as long as you're not harming other people. Sure. But really why I've been liking these teams and why I've been liking listening and learning about these other people's approaches that are more empathetic or communal caring is because that's just something that I care about. I want to be able to help most people or just like, I don't know, just inspire, who knows, but just learn from most from each other and like how can we be better together, because I strongly believe that you're only as strong as your weakest link. And that's not to criticize the weakest link. It's about like, well, how can we come together as a group to like uplift each other? So really cool. A lot of those thoughts have been like brewing my head. So I thought it all culminated with this this Wednesday, really because this teamwork has really made these dreams a reality. And I'm excited to see where they take us in the future. So yeah. I'll leave it at that. Again, hope you have a great Friday, and I'll talk to you soon.